I'm speaking to Albert. Welcome to the show.
Right, thank you very much. Welcome. Nice to speak to you again to me.
So, you and I grew up in Moss Side, so the carnival was always on top of us. You came from Jamaica, so obviously you had some knowledge of carnival. But when you came to Manchester, as I say, we lived on top of Olet Park, so we basically had no choice but to know about the carnival. You used to go regularly back in the day when you were younger. Can you tell us your childhood memories of being in the carnival?
The first memories were not the actual carnival itself. It was a thing called the CCC, Children's Christian Crusade. I don't know if you remember. That was like a little kiddies carnival. But the main carnival itself, I just used to love going because of the atmosphare, the music, because of, the Caribbean heritage and all the dancing and the food. Yeah, it was really, one of the highlights of my childhood. I really enjoyed it.
And what was the age as a child that you started going?
I probably started going around about age 10, I think the first time I went was with my mum and some of my younger brothers and sisters, and I really enjoyed it because it's a hot sunny day, lots of drinks, lots of food, and I think it's one of the first times in my life I'm actually happy, really happy to go to the park.
And when you say 10, that would be because you were born December 60, because you was in the same class as me, you're 4 months older than me, so that would have been literally one of the first carnivals ever, because it only got started about 1970 or 71. Now, tell me a little bit more about that other organisation, the Child's part. Was it actually part of the official carnival?
No, it wasn't. I don't think it was a part of the carnival, but it felt like a carnival. I don't know if you actually went yourself.
I don't remember it at all.
It was called the Children's Christian Crusade, the CCC, and it used to be in Olet Park in a big tent in the summer holidays. I remember when we used to get proper sun.
A long time.
Yeah. It was there, so that felt like the first carnival, but I think I went to that a couple of years before I actually went to the first proper carnival. My first proper carnival in Olet Park.
Can you remember when you went to Olet Park over the years, any of the artists that were on? Were it artists that you really loved that were part of the carnival in those days?
No, I don't think there's any artists in those days. I think it's just the carnival, the procession, and then it's back to the park. And then obviously, people who were playing music and selling food and, that kind of stuff. I don't think there was any artists as such in those days. It's just the carnival itself before it became a bit more commercialised.
What did you remember about the parade? Because it would have passed by near your house, wouldn't it?
Well, it didn't really come near the house. It kind of came. It was like more, Alexander Road?
Yeah.
Claremont Road. And I think Princess Road, because remember we used to go to Princess Road School.
Yeah.
And I think it used to go down Princess Road and then go back to Olet Park. And then you spent the rest of the day there. But we never followed the carnival all the way from start to finish. We just stood outside Olet Park, the gates, watched the procession go past, wait for them to come back, and then went inside and just basically enjoyed ourselves for the rest of until we left.
As an adult, you've been very, very busy like we all are, and you set up your own very successful business. You've been very busy work, fetching up your family and everything. So it was some time before you came back as an adult, but I bumped into you last carnival. Do you want to tell me why you were there and what you thought of the, how it had changed? Firstly, why were you there? And after all those years, what was the reason for you coming? And secondly, how do you feel that it's changed as a Caribbean event?
Well, the reason I was there was because I was with my new partner, my new missus, and she'd never been to carnival before. So it was, I just wanted to see what it's like because I've been past the carnival on carnival days, driven past Olet Park, but never been in because I always had stuff to do for some unknown reason. So I decided to take her there. And the biggest difference for me was, I think, security. When I was a kid, there's no security there. There's police there. There was security guard there. They were stopping, searching, and it just felt a bit weird. It felt like you go into like a prison compound or something. It's just really weird. It was. It didn't seem to have like a vibe where you just felt free. You're looking over your shoulders because there's so much security there. That to me was the main difference. The music was still there. The food was still there. Everything else is more or less the same. When I went in the morning, towards lunchtime, there's hardly any people there, but we came back later about 3 o'clock and there's a lot more people outside at the carnival. So I don't know if people got in the morning and then they've gone home saying, whatever. But yeah, there's a lot more people in the afternoon.
Well, I think that's the norm because a lot of people don't get up in there. Remember Caribbean culture for stopping up late at night and getting up late in the morning? Yeah. Did it kind
of... I think just think that most people probably turn up late afternoon towards the evening.
Yeah. Because I've actually interviewed one of the guys who works as security. Can you understand, Albert, why they have to have that security? Because let's not forget, in 2017, 5 mile from, not even, in fact, 2 mile from where the carnival is, there was that terrorist attack. If I go to watch a football match or a concert on you, you would get searched. I understand that you might feel it dampened the atmosphere and made it like feel a bit down, but could you understand why that search had to happen?
Yeah, because, well, the thing is, the world's changed anyway. You know, the world has just changed. It's not like when we were kids and, you know, we didn't need them kind of things. There's no police. There's always been police there, but police have always, in the past, always kept a low profile. You have, you know, you needed them there, but, you know, they weren't so prominent in your face as they were at the carnival. So that basically was the biggest difference that I noticed. It's just basic security.
Yeah. And
so much security and all the gates.
Yeah.
Fencing and police there. It's kind of crazy, I think.
Well, sadly, we're going to get used to that because that's never going to go in our lifetime because it'll always, but unfortunately, the danger will only get worse. Just one last question, Albert. How did your partner, you know, so how did she enjoy the carnival? What was her thoughts on the carnival?
Well, funny thing is, she enjoyed it. She'd never been before. She enjoyed it. The music was good. The food wasn't all that clever, she said, but because she's a really good cook. But she bumped into her brother and some of her friends
who
didn't realise that they actually go to the carnival as well. So, you know, she had a good time. She sat and chat with her brother and some friends and we had a laugh and joke and whatever. So, yeah, for her, it was a nice experience, but she said the same thing. I can't believe how much security's there and police are there, you know. So, yeah. Well, yeah, we had a good day.